Some of the best winter fun is on a frozen lake or pond. How thick does the ice need to be for safety? We will share a few guidelines today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY33 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY33 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY33 to 85850.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Aviation hero Jimmy Doolittle was born on this day, and 199 years ago, Alabama became our 22nd state. Pond hockey, ice fishing, and leisure skating are great winter fun, but the dangers can't be underestimated. How do you know if it's safe? Here's a thumbnail safety guide. For one person on foot, 3 inches is the minimum safe thickness. For a group in single file, 4 inches. A passenger car or light truck will need 8 inches of support, and an 8-ton truck will need a foot of ice or more. It's a good idea to get second opinions from lakeside businesses or your local parks department, and of course, never put your safety at risk if you're not sure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Visit almanac.com.